This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, the good news is that we did add some people today, but by and large, the people have been in here. So whether you're in the practice or in the game, like that's super important, Nikki, to make sure that handles in the very correct way that we want it to. And so we had... How's the old saying go? Two steps forward, one step back, and took a step back into that space. And we certainly intend on getting that back to the way that we need to, for sure.
That's Dan Quinn on the defensive line. Tough day for the D-line for the Commanders on Sunday in Baltimore as John Allen was lost for the year with a torn pec. Javonte Jean-Baptiste suffered an injury and was in a boot leaving the locker room. He's been placed on injured reserve, going to miss at least a month. And we don't know really what the status is on Dorrance Armstrong other than that he didn't practice today. It doesn't sound very good for the next couple of days and maybe even Sunday, but I don't want to put the cart before the horse there. It's very possible, though, they're without three defensive linemen. But I want to zero in on Allen really quickly. Do we think the loss of John Allen is a huge, huge blow or just an inconvenience? Is this a setback or a disaster? Danny, 3 years ago, this would have been a death sentence.
This would have been the easiest segment of all time.
It does not feel like that anymore because you have Daron Payne next to him. You drafted Johnny Newton at 36, which is effectively a late first-round pick, more so than a true second-round pick. You've obviously got Mathis, who you drafted in the second round. They rotate heavily anyway. And if we're being honest, while Allen is a really, really good player who takes on doubles, it's not like he was having one of his best starts to the season anyway. So how do you feel about this?
This is a setback. This is a bad defense whose defense is still bad. Now, where they're going to miss him, Grant, isn't as much on a given rep if he's in one of the 50 snaps per game or, you know, on a third and seven or here, there, and everywhere. It's team stuff. It's locker room stuff. It's cultural stuff, right? That's tone setter. That's veteran. That's leader. That's the guy on the road that's picking up the tab for, you know, the guy on the rookie deal, right?
But they're not short on that anymore either. They signed a bunch of old guys.
Totally true.
They've got Bobby Wagner, who really runs the locker room as it is. They've got Frankie Louvu, who's taken over a lot of the Allen
speeches. They've got leadership. Don't get me wrong. They're not devoid of it. But you heard Austin Eckler with us yesterday, right, talking about Allen. I mean, this is one of the dudes that everybody knows is the dude.
Let's play
right?
that clip. Austin Eckler on Grant and Danny yesterday talking about what you're suggesting, mm-hmm. which is that Allen is one of the heart and soul guys on the team.
Yeah, it's freaking devastating, obviously, man, just for what he means. Not even as a player as far as on the field, we'll get to that in a second, but let's just say in our locker room, too. Like, he's definitely one of those leaders, one of our guys that brings us up, you know, during practice or during the, you know, during the game, you know, gives us a speech, you know, really connected to a pretty much the entirety of the team and the organization, been here for a long time. So one of those life guys in the locker room. And then obviously on the field, you know, is definitely a terror, holds his own, strong. And so it's obviously a hit to our team and, you know, we're wishing him the best, but definitely something that is going to definitely affect us. So now it's not necessarily next man up. It is, but, you know, it's like, it sucks because you can't really replace that type of leadership, you know.
And that's kind of the point to me, right? Is this is not, as you said very well, if this is 2 years ago, 3 years ago, you're going, what the hell do they do without that production? That's if things go right, that's an 8.5, 9 sack guy with 12 tackles for a loss, you know, 20 quarterback hits, disruptive plays, drawing holding penalties, someone that offenses 100% have to game plan for. I don't know that that's the case now. Now, there may be something going on that I'm just simply not aware of schematically, or the design may be different. Sometimes defensive tackles are unsung, right, where their job is to be double teamed. Their job is to be in the way so that somebody can run free. I mean, you think of like Tony Siragusa, rest in peace, from Baltimore. His job was to be in the way so that Ray Lewis could run unfettered to the football. Sometimes that's the deal. But you feel like the production isn't otherworldly. This defense can't stop anything unless they really put their mind to stopping one thing and then they give up 7 other things. So the defense was bad before, they'll be bad after. I know it's a little bit, you know, smug, tongue-in-cheek, sarcastic, and pedantic, but I think it's true. Like, this is not a good defense now.
Right.
Take John Allen off it. Surprise, still not a good defense.
Yeah, you could be bad, lose a really good player, and be a lot worse. But I also think a lot of times, as seasons go on and groups improve and get on the same page and figure out some footing, that happens with the natural attrition rate of losing guys.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember covering the 2012 Redskins beat, and in that 7-game winning streak, I remember there was a moment. Was Haslett still
the coordinator? It was Haslett. He's going,
yeah,
what's his name?
The line I remember from the press conference was, I think the guy's name was Jerome Murphy. Was like number 45 defensive back. I could be mixing up two DBs. But they were bringing in these random dudes, literally street free agents. And at one point, Haslett went out on the field and started screaming, and he didn't know his name. The guy had been there for like 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
And he turns around, and he's like, who is that? He's like, bleep it. 45! 45! And he's like pointing like, go, go, I want you there. And the point is, they just win that game and they won 7 in a row.
He's like,
just random dudes.
Richard Crawford returns a punt almost to the house against Baltimore.
Exactly.
It's just charmed. Yeah.
So that does happen. So it's not like you always need your best player. Sometimes when you get rolling, you miss that guy. You see this in every sport.
Mm-hmm.
You're on your World Series run, your Super Bowl run, and one of your key ingredients isn't there, but the magic is been sprinkled over the team, so to speak. I view the Allen loss as a setback more than a disaster. I didn't want to play our normal game of little deal, big deal,
mm-hmm.
because I think that is not only disrespectful to the player and the person that Allen is to say little deal, but it's also not accurate. To say that it's a little deal that John Allen won't be there is not true. But I think you could call it more of a setback than a disaster. Like a injury to one of the real key stars to this whole thing, there are guys you could say, I won't even throw their names out, but you could guys that you could
sure.
say, if that guy gets hurt, it's a death sentence. If that player gets hurt, this whole year changes considerably. And oddly enough at this point, I'm not sure that Allen is on that list, even as part of a bad defense and not a particularly good defensive line right now.
Two things. One, Jerome Murphy wore number 45.
There you go.
Second of all, that's the way I see it. And again, it sounds so disrespectful to the player that's done nothing wrong. Like, all John Allen has ever done is try to win here. And that's why I feel so terrible for him. Is now that it's finally happening, like, the thing that you're trying to change and get to is here, and you don't get to enjoy it. Sports are cruel and evil at times, and this is one of those times where there's nothing fair about that. You went through the Andy Dufresne 500 yards of all the stuff, and then there was a policeman waiting to cuff you and stuff you when you got through the tunnel. Like, that's what's happened, basically, right? It just stinks. So, in terms of that, I feel awful. But from a football perspective, yeah, they're not going to get much pass rush before. I don't see it now. You're not better, obviously, without John Allen, but I don't see it as this, what, might as well not even play the game now. You know
okay.
what I mean? I don't see it like that.
So if we both agree on that, there is a bigger picture problem on the D-line, though, because you didn't just lose him. And he is the best of the three players that got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But you lost a really helpful defensive end in Dorrance Armstrong. You lost a very serviceable and oft-used defensive end in Javonte Jean-Baptiste, right? So between the three of those guys, let's say all three are out this week. We already know Allen is out for the year.
Mm-hmm.
We already know Baptiste is out for a month. And let's just say potentially you don't have Dorrance Armstrong. That's two ends and a tackle. That is very likely three new players on the defensive line that get elevated, called up, have expanded roles. We might say it's more of a smaller deal problem, what have you, that John Allen's not available, but collectively,
when you add it up, yeah.
I think this is a disaster for this coming week against a team with Chuba Hubbard averaging 5.6 a carry and the Panthers having just mauled the Falcons' defensive front. Washington should still win the game, and they should be able to move the ball, both running and passing, and they'll create more through the air, and that's why you win games. But I do think this is a problem for this D-line in a big, big way on
Sunday.
Oh,
it's an issue. You face somebody, again, there aren't that many Baltimores, but you face somebody that can hand it off and ground it on you a little bit, or you know, hit you with some play action, or you know, even drop back and sling it. You're not creating much pressure there. It's more Farrell. It's more Fowler. It's maybe some more Obata, who hasn't played a ton. Maybe Jamin Davis, but that's not better, to your point. So losing John Allen and just saying, okay, it's a one-for-one swap, it's not. But just in terms of personnel-wise, okay, his snaps go to Johnny Newton, and what used to be Johnny Newton snaps are now, you know, Sheldon Day or Jalen Holmes or Rafael Obata. You're a little bit worse there. You are. But then you add up no Dorrance Armstrong for however long, we don't know. No John Baptiste, and now you kind of go, okay, wait a minute, they're not actually the same for a group that wasn't good to begin with.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app